Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul and I'm here today with my guests, Deborah Schilt, owner and casting director for Alaska Film Directions, and Mark Murrow, whom you may have heard of.
I'm also the co-host sometimes, but today I'm a guest.
It's Alaska Film Services, and that's just fine. I'm one of two Alaska casting directors. The other one is Grace Olren with Chupik Warrior Productions.
And you are casting for this wonderful new movie that's going to be shot entirely in Alaska?
That's right, in Anchorage and Barrow, and we're trying to let all the wannabe actors and the well-established actors across Alaska to have a chance of throwing their hat in that I Want to Be Famous ring.
Mm-hmm. Famous for 15 seconds.
Well, maybe a little bit longer than that, Mark.
Yeah. And the movie is called Everybody Loves Whales.
That's right.
And this is the biggest motion picture to be shot here in Alaska entirely.
Ever in the history of our state. Yeah, it's pretty exciting because we've had a lot of films that were set here and shot elsewhere. And that kind of sits bad in the, you know, in the craw of all Alaskans when you have a show like Northern Exposure that is shot, of course, in Roslyn, Washington and has a long run. And the residents of Washington kind of take advantage of our Alaska mystique. Or The Guardian, which was, of course, set in Kodiak and filmed almost entirely in Shreveport, Louisiana, because it actually was more affordable with the incentives that the state of Louisiana had in place to recreate Alaska in Shreveport, Louisiana, than to shoot Alaska for Alaska.
And I hear that we now have a new law that's probably the best in the nation.
It's a really good incentives bill that's passed, and in part, that's what's attracting film productions to Alaska. And Everybody Loves Whales is one of the first larger productions to come up here because of those incentives. We know that there are others standing at the gate just kind of waiting to see, you know, what the Alaska experience is like. We haven't exactly impressed the Everybody Loves Whales folks with our Alaska summers yet, but we still have 1 month to go, right?
Yeah.
What summer?
Exactly. So when are they going to actually start filming?
September the 15th.
Okay. Well, it's supposed to be cold, right? Because this is where the whales are trapped in the ice.
That's right. It's supposed to be Barrow.
Okay.
No. So, you know, they'll get some natural help from our environment, but there'll also be some Hollywood magic, no doubt, that will help turn portions of Anchorage into Barrow, Alaska. Since the crew is around 200 people, so it would be rather difficult to house for any length of time those 200 crew up in Barrow. So most of the filming will take place in the Anchorage area.
And there are sound stages and big warehouse areas?
No,
or?
You know, we don't have sound stages, but we do have big warehouse spaces, big hangar spaces.
Yeah,
so, you know, they're gonna make do. They're going to do the Alaska way of making do, right? We're kind of famous for that.
It's very exciting.
Yes, you know, it is very exciting.
For something of this, a project of this magnitude.
Right, and
to
what's,
happen.
You know, what's really exciting is we're casting right now for 30 speaking roles out of Alaska. About a dozen of those are native speaking roles, and the others are non-native speaking roles. So far, we've been casting. We traveled from Barrow to Kotzebue to Nome to Fairbanks. We've had several casting sessions in Anchorage. We're still hoping to have casting sessions, additional sessions here, and also down into Juneau and encompass the Homer area as well. So,
and you're looking for specifically, I understand, two characters that you've had a little difficulty with so far. You might mention that on air in case somebody has some ideas.
Right. Yeah, we're looking for an elder Native man who would be anywhere from 50 to 70 who may or may not have stage or acting experience to play a lead role of a respected grandfather, community leader. And we're also looking for a young boy, a young Native boy aged 10 to 13 who is kind of in that place in his life where he's questioning who he is. And through the course of the film, he reconnects with his traditional culture through his grandfather and through the experiences that he's having.
And these, I should add, these you would prefer, of course, to have you pick Arnopiat.
Well, since it is set in Barrow, yes. But we're willing to audition and look at any young man or elder Alaska Native that wants to audition. It's a relatively painless process. And I thought maybe Mark could help me today with just a read-through. Not an audition, Mark. You still get your 5 minutes of fame in front of the audition camera. But, you know, I brought in a part that I thought you might want to play with. It's for a New York producer.
Okay. And, well, I'm an Alaska producer here on Stage Talk, as you know. But, okay, so before we begin, let me just tell you, I love your work. I've been following your career from the beginning and everything you did.
It won't get you the part, Mark.
That's something you want to avoid saying, I've been told, the audition thing. Because, I mean, you're drawing a lot of people from the Anchorage theater community.
Absolutely. We're drawing theater people actually from all over the state. Coming back from Fairbanks, there were some wonderful actors and actresses that we saw up in Fairbanks. And actually, you know, Andrew McLean just finished his film in Barrow on the ice. And there are a number of actors from Barrow and Nome that we auditioned that had taken part in that film. So, you know, the acting community, I think, in Alaska is growing, which is wonderful. It's not just about Anchorage anymore, you guys. It's across the state.
I've known that because I go to Valdez.
Yeah, that's true. It's pan-Alaska.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's pan-Alaska. Yeah.
So you want me to read for producer number two?
Yeah, I'll read producer one. You read producer two, and then we'll flip flop.
But before we do,
for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest Deborah Schilt and Mark Merle, whom you may have heard of. Deborah is with Alaska Film Services, and she is casting for the new movie that's going to be filmed largely in Alaska. So now, let's pick up this play.
All right, let's see. Now we're auditioning. The setup is, it's an NBC Nightly News newsroom in New York City. A bunch of producers are sitting around a control room, and producer number one says, and this is, mind you, this is set in 1988.
So, we lead off with
Cut the
debate.
We
lead off with last night's Bush-Dukakis debate, followed by voter reaction, do the budget deficit piece, the SNL indictments, the anti-drug bill, and UAW's push for import tariffs.
Leaves us a minute 40 to fill.
Anything good came in from the affiliates we can use as a kicker?
Well, death row inmate sings opera, woman is barricaded in a New Jersey monastery, a bunch of whales trapped in some ice up
whales?
Near.
Brokaw's a sucker for these stories.
Yeah, well, should we go with that then?
I think so. Let's make a movie.
All right. Whales it is. Everybody loves whales.
That's right. Exactly. Well, good. Thank you so much for your time. I know I won't call you. You call me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We want you to practice. Commit this to memory so you can ad-lib and have fun with it and come on in for an audition,
good.
Okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right, good.
I'm in. All right, thanks. So you said that there was some kind of, I heard about this tax incentive thing.
Right.
How does that play into this movie?
Well, it's not a part of the movie, but it perhaps is a reason why they noticed us in the first place. You know, these days films are shot anywhere and everywhere, not where they're set. They're shot where it makes economic sense to make the film. So right now we have incentives that offer tax credits to companies that come here and spend money here to produce their film. Once they have a ground spend of $100,000, then the incentives kick in, and then they start looking at what the ground spend is, things they're buying locally, you know, the hotel rooms, the rental cars, the crew, the cast. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's hired locally becomes part of that ground spend. So those are the things that are attracting producers to the state and attracting producers to even look at projects that can be shot here. I mean, obviously, you can't shoot a Florida movie in Alaska, but Everybody Loves Whales, set in Barrow, pretty easy to see. It could have been shot here or Northern Canada or, you know.
That was a big thing. I mean, it seems like it's hard to believe it's 1988, you know, when that whale was there.
It was so recent.
I know. It's in my mind. It's still kind of fresh. And I think it may be nationally speaking, too, for them to go back and revisit this theme.
Right.
And actually build a movie around
it. Well, and it's a really lovely family story. I mean, it's a feel-good kind of movie about people working together to rescue the whales, you know. And it is a movie. It's not a documentary. So it is based on true incidents, but it has a lot of liberties as well, you know. And everyone is seen favorably. It's really about people working together. and a little boy reconnecting with his culture. So it's a lovely story. Yeah, mm-hmm. Family picture.
Yeah, and if somebody wanted to get in touch for this casting, like the two folks you mentioned before, how would they do that?
They would need to send an email to myself or to Grace Olrin, and our email accounts are Alaska Film Services, all one word, alaskafilmservices@gmail.com or chupikwarriorproductions@gmail.com, again, all one word, and Chupik is C-U-P-I-K, and put in the subject line, Anchorage actor, interested in auditioning, Barrow actress, interested in auditioning, that lets us put you into a folder when we know we're going to be holding our next auditions in your city, in your town, in your village, in your at your fish camp. We'll send you out lines for you to memorize and learn close to close, Mark. You did pretty good with yours today.
Yeah.
So close enough to have it and ad-lib a little. And then we'll put you on tape. And that's the first step. And then we'll go from there. Fame could be right around the corner.
Never know. It's worth a shot.
Well, that's about all we have time for. Thanks, Deborah Schilt, for coming in and talking about auditioning for this upcoming movie, which I'm sure much of our audience will be on the line to you.
Well, good. We look forward to putting Alaska on tape.
Good.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSK's website.
This weekend, TBA Summer Academy at APU's Grant Hall presents The Emperor's New Clothes, The Canterbury Tales, Last Story Standing, and Dr. Phineas Fortean's Klondike Gold Elixir and Big Alaska Wild Show, or actually Big Wild Alaska Show. These four plays are being performed in rotation tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, with one play at 2 p.m. and another one at 7. For times of any specific play, call TBA at 677-7529 or go to tbatheatre.org, and that's T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
At Cyrano's, Raven's Radio Hour plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. And True Tales of the Frozen North plays Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Every other week, there's also a matinee of True Tales of the North on Monday at 4. Both shows are great and funny, and explorations of Alaska's culture and history. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater presents a summer production of the comedy The Fourth Wall by A.R. Gurney. And I saw this play, and it was very entertaining. I really enjoyed it. Wasn't it good?
Yes, excellent.
Yeah, it was great. It opens tonight and runs through August 8th on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m., which is a matinee. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org, or you can call 868-4913.
Tonight is the last chance to watch an evening of comedy sketches at Out North at 10 p.m. Performances are for adults only. For tickets and info, call Out North at 279-8099 or go to www.outnorth.org.
And finally, the casting process continues for the major motion picture Everybody Loves Whales. For those interested in auditioning, you can email the casting director at alaskafilmservices@gmail.com or chupikwarrior@gmail.com, and Chupik is spelled C-U-P-I-K warrior@gmail.com. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.